All right, easy here for my latest partner, ExpressVPN. You're like, what the hell is that? I'll get to that. Calm down. First of all, going online without ExpressVPN is like forgetting to mute yourself on a Zoom meeting. Do you really want all of your coworkers to hear you trash talking them? Okay, so that's kind of like helping me illustrate to you what's up. Why everybody needs a VPN. Okay, so everything you do online, the shows you watch, the websites you go to, anything you do online, that gets sent to your internet service provider, including your mobile network providers. They know every single website you visit. All right? Reroute 100% of your traffic to ExpressVPN through their secure encrypted servers so your ISP cannot see your browsing history. Privacy is really big to a lot of folks, so that's why this is very, very important. ExpressVPN is the best. They hide your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. That's important for your old pal EZ because with my setup, I can't have any compromises. My internet is so important for doing what I do that if anything affects what I do, that's trouble. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all of your devices too, phones, laptops, tablets, more, so you can stay private on the go. I swear by this, and my life is so much easier now that the Eric Zane Show podcast is utilizing ExpressVPN. So what you need to do is protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's expressvpn.com/Zane. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Zane. Hey, hey, what's going on, folks? I've got another free clip from the latest episode of Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 21, the full show on my Patreon, which you can check out for free. I've got a handful of minutes from our latest show right here, Ben Glaze and myself reviewing clips and episodes of one of America's great morning shows, the Free Beer and Hot Wings Morning Show, which obviously Ben and I have a long, rich history. So anyway, we review the show, and I want you to check it out. The full show available, patreon.com/Eric Zane. We went about 45, 50 minutes on the latest effort, patreon.com/Eric Zane, and you can test it out for free, which means basically go in there and listen to as much as you want for 7 whole days, no charge, no cost. And when it's all, this is how you do this. It's a little known secret because a lot of people that say, yeah, sign up for 7 days free. And then you like forget and then they charge you. I'm letting you know how to skip this shit. You sign up for the 7 days free, put in a payment form, like a credit card. Yeah, that's a payment form. And then what you do is you cancel it right after. Now I'm still giving you the 7 days free. All this does is ensure that if you're not happy with the content, it won't charge you at the end of the 7 days. However, if you are happy with the content and you'd like to keep it going with $5 or $10 a month coming my way, just sign up again. It's really easy to do that. That's how you do it. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers?
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
Sure, it's completely out of context, but that's not my problem.
Cars, Christmas, incredible. New York.
You can hear that?
I don't like it. I don't, like, it doesn't bother me.
Yes, it does.
More next. It is the Free Beer Show.
Hey! This asshole. God, that guy pisses me off.
Who are these Free Beers?
Oh, I'll be.
Hello, welcome to everyone to another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? This episode being recorded live on June 19th, 2024. I'm Eric Zane. That's Ben Glaze.
That's right.
We are ready to begin.
Yes.
This is a perfect example of how lazy this show is. This was hours removed from the Tom Brady roast. Now, you couldn't do anything online after the Tom Brady roast without hearing about what comic, Ben?
Nikki Glaser.
Thank you. She was everywhere. And yes, you could, with just a few clicks, have every joke individually neatly wrapped, and you could post it on your social media. They were that good.
Yeah.
You did not have to struggle to find it.
No, not one bit.
So this shows how lazy they are, because I've talked to you about how they only utilize the sound that comes in each morning from a site called Delicious Audio.
Yes.
That was the case for the roast. And okay, he knows full well that they, when they publish those, they never really do a great job on their own. It's just,
no, they
it's
don't.
It's just some 18-year-old tasked with pulling the clip, throwing it up on a site, and you downloading it on your radio station.
That's it's one it. Of the things that pisses me off when they play, when they do free beer and hot wings reports, and they do a sports video or audio, and it's literally like they'll do it. It's just like it's a kick to win the game, and there's no lead up before it from the announcers. There's no follow up from the announcers.
Right.
It's literally just the 5 seconds that they're kicking the ball. Because that's all that Delicious Audio uploaded.
Greg will be like, all right, World Series, game 7. Here's how it sounded. And then you hear the announcer go, and that's a final out. Astros win. Okay. That's it.
Like, what? There's no point to play the clip.
No. Well, this is so that Delicious Audio didn't post one clip of Nikki Glaser.
Okay.
Now, he knows this before the show starts because it arrives in your inbox at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
He also knows that Nikki Glaser is everywhere. So he knows she's the hot thing. He knows they don't have any clips of her. And he's got 2.5 hours to come up with a job that takes about 3 minutes to get these clips.
Right.
Instead, they don't get them. He explains why they don't have them. And basically just throws in the towel on even getting any clips of the only person that anyone was talking about on the goddamn roast.
All right.
And all while this is happening, he sounds like he's fucking lost. Listen to this shit.
First, the Free Beer and Hot Wings report now. The roast of Tom Brady aired live last night on Netflix. The source we get all of our clips from on something like that, where we need it the next day if one of us didn't watch it ourselves.
Yeah, because you can only get clips if you watch it yourself. You can't just turn to every single prominent person who posts content. Your next door neighbor probably has it. Everybody's
Twitter,
got
man.
It. You don't just have to watch it to get the goddamn clips.
True.
This isn't 2010. I'm going to start it over because you got to get a good feel for how lost he is to start this thing.
Yeah, I
Listen
could already
to this
tell
shit.
From the get-go.
First, the Free Beer and Hot Wings report now. The roast of Tom Brady aired live last night on Netflix. The source we get all of our clips from on something like that where we need it the next day if one of us didn't watch it ourselves. Normally grab the best stuff, but in this case, we've noticed this a lot with the roast, and I think it's because they're trying to cater to stations on a lot of that are on different formats.
That's the dumbest comment I think I've ever heard. That's not true at all.
Right.
Are you telling me that if they put every great joke on there, the stations that won't utilize that will get offended? They don't have to play it, asshole.
True. Yeah, you don't have to do everything that they send you.
What's happening
is, especially with the complete sheet too. Yeah.
Like I said, some loser at Delicious Audio is pulling the clip, and a bigger loser in Grand Rapids, Michigan is going, well, look what we get to play today.
Because I listened to clips of Nikki Glaser, who is trending on X. She was slaughtering people.
Yes.
And they don't have a clip from her at all. But what they do have is still pretty good.
What? So pull the clips from Twitter.
He knew. He said it right there what he asked to do.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Okay. What he could have done is had one of the four people that are in the room or the fifth person behind the window log into Netflix and pull the audio of Nikki Glaser doing her jokes.
Yeah, bleep out the bad
edit
parts.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, to pull the audio, to listen to it, to clean it up, tops 15, 20. I mean, if you want to do a good job and get the best jokes. But
you could easily have Tommy do that while the show is going on.
Fuck, I did that for my show. Now, I don't have to bleep it, but I still had to get the goddamn clips.
Yeah, true.
They have 8 people on that fucking show. I love those clips because it really, really, it to me, I feel some degree of vindication to be able to point out to the world, whoever's listening, which isn't a ton of people. Ah, come on now. But my hope is just one at a time, we can convince people that they're listening to a pile of shit show and wasting their fucking time.
Yes. And money.
All right. That's going to do it. My latest free clip from Who Are These Freebeards? The full show is available on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks so much for checking this out. Bye-bye.